title of the sermon would be Living in the Blessing. Let's pray. Father, we praise you, and we thank you for what we have built and sensed in the house tonight, God. We thank you for your anointing tonight, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. We just yield ourselves, and I yield to you, God. And I thank you, Father, for the gift that you've given me, Lord, to preach this word. And I thank you for the grace that you've given me to operate in it. And I thank you for the anointing upon your word by your Holy Spirit, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, let your word go into our spiritual, in our spiritual eyes that we see, our spiritual hearing that we hear, and our heart right it upon that table, God. And we give you the praise, honor, and glory. Let light, signs, wonders, and miracles follow this tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. I was going to go on down the lines of process, but the Lord deal with me and begin to bring some things to my remembrance about my own life. Hallelujah. And I'm going to try not to tell stories, but the blessing is not things. It's not buildings. It's not material things. It's not none of that. The blessing of the Lord that it talks about in the Bible is an empowerment. It is an empowerment from the kingdom to succeed, to be successful, hallelujah, spiritually, physically, financially, relationship-wise, everything. And when we have the blessing operating, and it really just don't happen automatic. I mean, it starts working once we're born again. We invite Jesus in. We invite the blessing. But now there's things that enhance the blessing in our life that will cause the blessing to work. We come in covenant with God through Jesus. And then we make covenant with him. And that's our faith in God. That's a covenant with him. And as we find knowledge in the Word of God and begin to apply the Word of God, and even He'll give us wisdom in natural things like saving money. He'll have you to save money. I've never had any Christian that I've ever met that was getting successful in building that God hadn't dealt with about saving money. He anoints it. He anoints that. He anoints because he's going to bring prosperity into our lives. But if we don't have discipline, that prosperity will just not be prosperity to us. It'll come and go. But God wants us to increase spiritually, grow and develop spiritually. I was thinking about me and Teresa. I was thinking about us when we got born again. We were desperate. I mean, we were desperate for God. I mean, we needed God. We wanted God. We needed a life. We needed change in our life. And so we started doing things, not even realizing, you know, being taught, get in the Word, like we hear preached now. Get in the Word. Meditate on it day and night. I mean, we really wasn't being coached to do all of that. We were hungry. We wanted to know about God. We wanted to, and still do. We still do today. I asked the Lord today. I said, Lord, teach me. Teach me how to grow on up in you, God. Teach me how to prosper. Teach me, Lord. If you don't teach me, I know what I know. And what I know is good, but I know you're deeper. I know the things of God are deeper. I know the things that you have for your people are deeper than what we've ever tapped into. Why? Because the Bible says that he's coming back after a glorious church. Not a wore out, not a oppressed. So that means to me and you, we're going to be walking in an empowerment from the Lord that this world and its system cannot touch us on the inside. It can't get in. It just can't. Our trust and our confidence, because we are letting the process work, is being built in us by the Holy Spirit. But the blessing, how many knows the blessing is an empowerment to prosper and to have success? See, I had to understand that because I thought, to start with, when I even heard about the blessing, read Proverbs 10:22, I thought the blessing is a house when we get a house. The blessing is when we get a car, you know. And no, that's results of. Come on, somebody. That's not the blessing. That's the results of what God has established in his word to the believers, not to everybody, These people believe, that's been born again, that are sitting home tonight, not plugged into a church anywhere, and they are sad. They're discouraged. They're more likely broke. They're oppressed. They're living from day to day. They're just trying to find something to feel good about. But true believers have the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's not about a car. It's not about money. It's not about anything, anything. I mean, just today I'm getting some lettering for some trucks, and we're having some shirts made up, and we tried 2 or 3 people, and this one company, Travis, he had brought up, and it's up there in Fairview, and I told Travis, I said we're going up there, so we passed it today and went in there. Well, the guy's got a Bible laying on his desk. You know, his Bible laying there on the desk. I thought that's a good sign right there. See, I have confidence in Christians. I have confidence in believers. I don't have confidence in those who don't follow the Lord. I'm not downing them, and I'm not better than them. But that was like, well, he'll do unto others as he'll have him do unto me. What he tells me, I'll be able to bank on it. See, that was my thinking. He's got characteristics like me. Well, I talked to him. I said, what's it going to take? Told him kind of about what I wanted. I said, what are we looking at? 2 months, 3? Some places don't even come by, call us and give us a price. Some of them we order and it's 5 months later. We get them. I can go to Walmart and buy shirts. There's not a shortage of shirts. So anyways, he said, nah, I'm about 2 weeks backed up. I said, good. I said, good. I said, let's do it. Well, standing there I pointed to that Bible. I said, I like that. Oh, yeah, that Bible. Then we go talking about the Lord. Then he goes talking about he can't help himself. He goes to telling about how his bills was behind and God dealt with him and his wife to go on a mission trip, was it? A mission trip. You know, and he said, we really couldn't afford to go on the mission trip and all of that, but we made our mind up, you know, that God would supply for us. I mean, that's the good thing to do. Now the blessing can work. Now the empowerment can come in. Can't come in till then. No, I got to stay here and work, beat the bushes, and I can't afford to go nowhere. Man, we're behind on our bills, and my business is not doing good. That's what he could have thought. But he made a commitment to do that. And then he said, right after we made that commitment, he said the business began to pick up, and it began to come in and all of that. And I told Travis, I said, let's go ahead and do it. I said, because he's believing for increase. Yes, sir, I am. Well, he's just like me. He's believing to prosper. And I'm in there to prosper him. I'm in there to help him out in his business, right? See, the favor of God will put people in your presence that is able to bless you. The blessing has the favor of God on it. It has it. Well, he goes talking about that. And then he said, and it started prospering. He said, and then we had to go. He said, and then we started. He said, we got a thing in there, donations. You know, we trying to help other people get the money to go. And I whooped out my wallet and throwed him a $100 bill. I said, here, let me just help somebody go. I could have paid for a couple of trips. But I just thought, you know what? Let God give, and it shall be given. And he talked about seeking first the kingdom. Putting the kingdom first. That's what we're doing tonight. We could be late home. You know, we'll watch Jesse Duplantis on the internet. No, we fight for our right to be here, right? We believe God all week long. We tell that devil, you try to get in my way. What are we doing? We are keeping the blessing I'm trying to think of a word. I don't know what to say. Activated. We're keeping it activated when we do that. I fight for my right to be healed. I fight for my right to be prosperous and grow richer and richer. And see, God don't have a problem with his people having finances and money. He has a problem with his people being covetous. He has a problem with that. He don't have a problem with money. He don't have a problem with getting finances to us. He has a problem with us being covetous. And then, I mean, you can actually be tithing, tithers faithful tithers and still be covetous. And think that your tithing's getting the blessing. The tithing don't get the blessing. The believing in Jesus, the believing in the Lord, the believing in the blessing that the Lord has empowered with His Spirit. Without Him, we're nothing. We can do nothing. You know? See, put that Proverbs 10 up there, Beth. And you know, I got out of the shower and the Lord spoke to me. Getting out of the shower. And I'm letting him make some lettering up for one of my service trucks, you know, one overhead door. And I'm believing for increase. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, why don't you let him advertise his business on your window? And I said, wow, hadn't thought about that, Lord. I said, I'll just call him up tomorrow. And, you know, if that's what he wants to do, lettering done by, put it on my back window. I'm going to ride around and advertise for him. And I thought, you know what, Lord? I could let him put a little detail on the bottom of my shirt under blunt overhead doors. You know, shirts by that company. I thought, whoo, glory. That means I'm walking around sowing seeds everywhere I go. Sowing seeds everywhere I go. See, it's not just about me. It's about prospering him. I'm not in that place. You're not in where you're at by chance. Where are we at? Because the Lord knew us before we were even born, hallelujah. And God has a plan for us, and God has ways in His Word that are good for us, that are protection for us, that are prosperity for us. It's not to subtract from us ever. It says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh what? And it don't add 18 jobs with it. Or 48 hours over 40. Right? Now I put that in there, but it says it don't add no sorrow. It says it don't add no hardship. It's not toiling. It's not hard. It actually causes favor on you in the hard and makes the crooked places straight. It actually brings the grace of God in on things to where you enjoy the things you used to hate. I told Travis Dow, I said, there's one thing I'll never do, and that's get lazy. I do not like lazy. Lazy keeps me laying on the couch. Lazy keeps me not doing my part to help Travis get the job accomplished because I'm lazy. I don't like lazy. God don't like lazy. Now, he worked six days and he rested. He worked. God worked. We're not going to get on work. If you ain't working, go to work. If you're going to be a real man, go to work. Get your muscles built. Travis told me the other day, your arms are not as big as what they were, Dad, before you had surgery. Now, I'm standing there and I'm thinking about that. I thought, man, I'm fixing to get them pump them iron. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get them arms bigger than he is. It won't take much. I told him, well, what happened, son? I said, after I had surgery, I said, I got rid of all them dozers. You know, you having to pull the panels off and the track and the chains and all of that, you know, and you having to weld and all of that. So all of that heavy lifting, that work, kept my arms big. I'm still whooping. I tell him, throw your arm up there, baby. I'll arm wrestle you. I know you're 30 and I'm 55, but I bet you I can flip you. I'm not going to think weak. I'm not going to think lazy. This Bible says the hand of the diligent will bear rule. I'm on top of it. I'm on top of it. I enjoy the works of my hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. The blessing did that to me. I used to work really hard to get out of work. I really did. Worked really hard to get out of work. I wasted a lot of energy trying to get out of work when I could have used it to benefit myself like I do now. I utilized my time. You got to utilize your time. Utilize it. You got what time? I mean, when you're not working, utilize your time. The blessing will help you utilize your time. Prioritize things. There's things that are not really necessary that Tracy, she told me, I said, I'm a busy man. She said, you do it to yourself. I didn't want to hear that, but hey. So, you know what? Get rid of some things. Prioritize. And do, you know, if I don't want to be too busy. Kind of like I told Travis today, he says, well, we'll have to be competitive, you know, this and that. And I said, well, I told somebody, if I'm going to make $400 a week, I'm going to be a job driving trucks. That's what I'm going to do. I didn't go in business to make $400 a week. I went in business because the Lord told me he wanted to prosper me. And that's the route that he wants to prosper me. But he prospered me even when I was working a secular job. So there ain't nothing there that anybody could say God can't prosper me because I don't work for myself. The blessing don't discriminate. He clock it in and out. He can cause favor at your place. He can cause unexpected things to happen in your life. Unexpected favor, finances come in. I mean, things happen. Man, me and Tracy were believing God after we become tithers. I'm going to bring up tithing because you just can't go in here and claim the blessing and be a part-time tither. Well, money's coming to me. You ain't getting the point. It's not money. The blessing's not money. I know a millionaire died with millions of dollars, 90-something years old, that never walked in the blessing, and he was sad that he made all that money. He was sad that he couldn't take that money. He probably grieved and made him sick in his stomach, and he made plans for 20 years so nobody could do nothing with his money. That's not happy. I don't want to be 95 with millions and not have no joy and no peace and dread died. Can't take it with me. I wouldn't doubt if he didn't have some in the coffin. I bet you if you could talk somebody into it, they would, but everybody ain't going to do that. No, we ain't putting no money in there. We're keeping that. Pops, you're gone. The blessing will continually increase you. The blessing of the Lord will continue. But look, now tithing is something, I mean, I had Kenneth Copeland Ministries call me, Ben Travis, I think it was Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. One job. I didn't know who it was just out of state. So I answered, I'm up there busy. Hey, this is so-and-so with the prayer team with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. He said, we was wondering. He said, you've been a 25-year partner. Y'all ought to be partnering somewhere. We've been partnering every month for 25 years, giving an offering. We bring our tithes here. We tithe here. 10% of what me and Teresa make, we tithe. We gon' tithe if hell freezes over. It's in that Bible. We love it. We enjoy it. I don't care. I can hear it preached everywhere I go, and I enjoy hearing it preached. Why? Because it is food to my spirit to hear it again. That if I'm tither, they'll bring it up. If you're not tithing, tithe the windows of heaven. I thought, oh, glory to God, that's mine already. Glory. That's mine already. But tithing is 10%. I mean, I was listening to a guy today. Did you know the dude at Walmart that started Walmart Tithe? I heard today a bunch of them. I can't name them all off that tithe. Some of them tithe 90% and lived off of 10. One of them started a company building earth movers. You know, the big earth movers you see, the pan, belly pans and all that. He started, and he was honoring God. Got in a financial bind, quit tithing. He was a tither. Quit tithing and nearly went under, nearly went bankrupt. And he told God, I can't afford to tithe. But you know what? After he got straightened out and got back right, he started tithing and he ended up a millionaire, wealthy, and giving God more than 10%. See, really, I believe in a whole, the church has got away from the biblical foundations, and that is why we don't see the biblical miracle. If the Bible says tithe, we're not modern here. We're not moved into modern times in the world. The Bible says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, not by the renewing of the Reader's Digest or Channel 6 or Oprah Winfrey or none of them. Get our convictions and standards from the Word of God and do our very best to do them. And then the power that is contained in the Word of God and the promises of God begin to manifest in that believer. It takes a believer to tithe. It takes faith to tithe. Faith is easy. Faith is rest. Faith is, Teresa used to, she'd say, "Watch your tithe, watch your tithes." And I'll be like, "God, man, she got to bring that up. I'm trying to get a message together. Got to bring up money right now." I was having a problem. And now she says that years down the road, 10, 12, 15 years down the road, she'll say on Saturday night, "Hey, what's your tithe? I ain't got time for that in the morning. I got stuff to do and blah, blah, blah." And you know what? Don't bother me a bit. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, man, look, God, I'm going to give more. I'm going to tithe the 10% in my heart, but I'm going to give an offering above in that. And I'll tell her what to write it for. And it don't bother me at all. I don't go over, "Oh, God, I got to run my business." No, I say, "I'm giving God so He'll run it. I'm going to tithe so God will be there when I need Him to help me in my business, to help me with gas." All of us, you know, gas, they say it's liable to hit $10 a gallon. Now, I ain't listening to the world. God ain't spoke that to me, but it's possible. I don't know. But I'm not going to get on there and start fearing. I'm not going to start backing off of the Word of God. I'm a tither, I'm a sower, I'm a giver. And God said to those folk, He would supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Now, when things happen like that, my business, I cannot be broke. And you as a parent, you can't afford to be broke. What if you have to make a quick trip to Georgia and back? What if something my refrigerator just went out. Glory to God, I got the money to go buy one. I don't need y'all to help me. Now, you know what? I was back down yonder, but God and Teresa, she'd be led by the Holy Spirit. She'd say, "We got to save some money." And it would be the worst time on the planet for her to mention that. We're slap broke, no money, no money coming in or nothing. And I would tell her, "Why would you say that right now? You know we ain't got no money." "I don't know why God would tell us when we ain't got no money." So I realized, God, He talks whenever He wants to talk. I don't tell Aiden after they get run over, "Don't get in the road." "Whoops, I forgot to tell you, a car's coming by." No, tell them you better not get close to that road. Why? Because they'll get run over. Well, God, and you know what? Me and Teresa, whenever she's always been quicker to obey the Lord than me. I'm just being honest. It's like she just putty in His hands. Unless she's in the flesh. She's in the flesh, she could just care less about God. But she's always been more to want to be obedient to the Lord than me. Because, I've always thought, well, she ain't the one got the job, and she's always the one wanting to save and give. Because, I figure it's easier to give away Travis's money than his mine. Easier to spend it. I told him the other day to buy something I can't talk about it right now. But I told him, I said, "Good Lord, I said, just buy it." And so I'm thinking it's going to come straight out of his bank account. I said, "Just buy it, man. And I'll help you with it. I'll pay for half of it." Well, he hit it. He hit it, and I was like, "Suck that right out." Half gone, boy. And then he told me what it was, and I didn't say nothing. I thought, "I'm going to wait a couple of days before I get the money." It's easy to spend that. Real easy. Well, how many knows it's easy to take what God is asking us to do and do the same thing? It's really easy. If tithing and giving, and just like me whooping 100 out and giving that, that was like a breeze. I didn't even give it no thought. I really didn't plan it. I just know I got it in my wallet, bless God, and I'm sending somebody on a mission trip. But you know what? Used to, I'd have to pray for a week and a half. "God, do you want me to give them $50 to go on a mission trip? Lord, am I the vessel, God? God, am I the one, God? You know I need that $50. God, You know, gas went up $2 a gallon, God. Used to, I'd have to pray a day or two, you know. But you know, the more that we let the blessing work, it's just automatic for us to flow with the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you right now, that is not dead seed. That is seed that'll go in the ground, and it'll, I left there, and I ain't going to tell you how much I made. None of your business. It takes most people a month to make what I made in 2 hours. It takes most people a month. And I could say, I just don't go to work for a month. Now, that's stupid. See, that would be God pouring it on and then me getting lazy for 6 weeks. The hand of the lazy is going to be to put to forced labor. And so, you know, over the years, God will increase you line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, but don't be discouraged in small beginnings. Don't be discouraged when you ain't got a bunch and you know you've got to honor God. You're going to honor God. Don't be discouraged and don't let the enemy lie to you, because he said in Malachi, he said, if you will bring tithes into this, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There won't be room enough to receive it. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. I will not let your fruit fall off the vine before it's time. I will increase the fruits of your right standing. He didn't say it's going to be like magic. You've got to believe that's going to happen. And because you believe it, you're doing it. You begin to do it. And you don't, I've heard preacher get up, just try tithing. There's nowhere in the Bible where it tells me to teach people to try tithing. Try on salvation, see if you don't like it. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says that. It says to preach this gospel that Jesus died on the cross. He is the way, the truth, and the life. See, trying the kingdom won't work much for you. But putting it on and walking in it and having a dedication to the Lord in this covenant, that I'm going to walk with you and talk with you, Lord. I lay down at night and I say, God, it feels so good to be able to talk to you. And I know that you hear me. I know that you're listening to me. I know that you're in me, God. I know it. God, it feels good to know, lay here. Because I remember back as a young Christian, I didn't feel that. I didn't know that. I knew the Bible says he'll never leave you and forsake you. But it feels really good when I feel lonely. I feel lonely at times, although I've got y'all all around me. I've got people all around me with me. You didn't know that. You never act like it. Why would I want to? Why would I want to give in to that garbage? So y'all feel sorry. Oh, poor old Scotty, he worked hard. Oh, did you see how half dead he looked? Y'all ain't never seen me half dead other than when I come out of the hospital not nearly dead. Hallelujah. Beth told Travis, he looked bad. I was bad, Beth. I didn't really know how bad I was till I got here. Took me. I had to stop 4 times to get from the truck to the church. Made it to the back pew back there. That was God, Dad, you're here. I said I wasn't looking for a reason not to come to church. That was the next Sunday after open heart surgery, I think. Then I talked to my pastor. I said, I think I'd preach next Sunday. Oh, don't go back too quick now. Don't go back too quick. I'm thinking, man, I didn't talk. But I didn't have the strength to get up here. Somebody had to roll me up here, and I ain't getting in no wheelchair. Had a vision one time of a wheelchair. I'm never getting in a wheelchair in Jesus. That vision was the tacos I eat and the devil. Hallelujah. See, I'm relying on the blessing. The Bible says that he'll give me long, satisfied life. Well, you know, long. He didn't say long, miserable, you're going to be half dead. You know, you're going to be here, but you ain't going to like it very good, but you're going to live a long time. I wouldn't have that. I'd say, you keep it, God. No, he said, long, satisfied lives will I give you. Well, see, our giving, our sacrificing is part of our serving the Lord. It's part of our putting him first. Put his kingdom first. Because $1 that you give or I give in something that God is going to take can save millions of lives. $1. $10 out of my $100. You've got treasure, y'all tithers and givers. Y'all got treasures laid up in heaven. Y'all got crowns that's going to be laid at your feet. Hallelujah. The blessing carries God's favor. The Lord told me, he said, that's why you can't figure out how it works. I tried to figure it out, Dunny. How's this thing work, man? I mean, come on, man. Let me see how it works. I wanted a logical breakdown. I mean, I know how apple trees come out of the ground. I cut the apple open. There's seed in there. And I mean, I put that together. You put it in the ground. The ground makes it come alive. It tries to destroy it. Did you know ground rots it? Rots stuff. But something that's alive, it can't rot. It causes it to bud out in there. So I'm trying to figure out the blessing. The Lord said, my favor, you can't figure out my favor. He said, I tell a man, Jesus told Peter to go fishing and get the money out of that fish's mouth. I've been on lake months and I've been like, God, where's that bass? I really have. It happened in the Bible. It can happen for me. And I ain't caught one with it. I mean, look, these people drop their wallets up there all the time. I mean, what if you're up there fishing? Oh, the blessing of the Lord. And all of a sudden you catch a big old bass and he coughs up a wallet with no information in it other than $1 million. The police ain't going to know nothing about it. There's no way. They can trace that to nobody. There ain't no DNA on it. It's been under the water too long. The money's the only thing that survived. There's no pictures or nothing. That belongs to me through Jesus. And I got the Bible. I carried the copies of the Bible. You see this right here? He told them to go fishing. I was asking the Lord, and I was fishing, sir. I got it out of the Bible. So y'all want the money? Talk to God. It's mine. Favor opens doors that don't open for everyone. Favor opens doors. I'm in an avenue because I told the Lord I want him to do my business again for my son and my grandson. I don't necessarily want it, you know, I mean, but he's doing it. I've already gained that company up yonder. Now I've got people calling me. Do you had one call me today? Do you buy and sell doors? I said, I do. I said, what area are you? We're in the Coleman and the Smith Lake and Arley area. And we're contractors and we build houses and all of that. I said, can I send you plans and you give us prices on doors and quotes and then go check the job? And I said, yes. I said, I sure do. And I sure can. Sure will. That's what we're here for. She said, I will be calling you. And I thought, the blessing. It maketh rich. I didn't shake the bushes. I ain't even got my advertisement out yet. Come on, somebody. I'm not dependent on this world and this world system. Guy told me one time in the garage door meeting, he's wanting me to come down cheaper on my garage doors. He's really wanting to use me. You know why? Because if I tell you something, I'm coming. I'm going to do it. I got integrity. I'm a professional. I do it right the first time. I don't have any callbacks, and I've trained Travis, and he's the same way. We get there. Lady just complimented him yesterday. Companies come all the time. They don't come. Y'all have always been here and been prompt and been solid. We can, and I can depend on you. That's godly. Whether it's at your workplace, get there 3 minutes early if you can, instead of 2 minutes late, Travis. You didn't hear me on that. Let me say it again. Get there early at your workplace if you can, at least a couple of minutes, not three late, Travis. Oh. Shoe fits where it. Hey, strain yourself 2.5 minutes late every day. 2.5. I'm like, why can't it be 5 or 7? You know, it's 2.5. I'm there at 15 till. What am I doing? Nothing. I'm there at work. I'm early. It's your business. I know. I should be a good example to the hands, right? Right? I'm a leader. I'm a Christian. Our tithing and giving, I'm still talking about it. But you can't separate it. It's our character. It affects us at the workplace, and it affects other folk at the workplace. Hallelujah. You know? And so, see, the place that you're at, just going to work, be the best you can be. If those want to slug and go over there and waste time and steal from them and stay on the phone and all that, don't be an example of that. Don't follow that. Put your phone, leave your phone in the truck. Do your job. Go out there on break. Hallelujah. See, we're talking about the blessing. All of this affects us. It affects the blessing of the Lord, the empowerment of the Lord for us to be, have good character. How are we supposed to let our light shine? It says, let our light so shine that the world will see, that people will see our good works and they will glorify God. Amen. Favor opens doors that don't open for everyone. See, just like today, I'm up there in that place. I don't brag about money. If you're bragging about all the money you make, stop it. We don't care. We know the difference when it's by the Spirit of God and when it's flesh. We spiritual people know the difference. When I talk about I made more in a month, I don't care if you. I'm not even thinking I'm making myself look big to them or I'm big to them. I'm telling you that money is stupid when I do that. Stupid testify. So that you will think how much money I make and all. That's braggadocious. Braggadocious. That's prideful. Hallelujah. Don't do it. If you make $10,000 a week clocking in and out, give God glory when you're inspired by the Holy Spirit, but do it telling the people, if He'll do it for me, He'll do it for you. Do it out of a compassion from the Lord, an inspiration, and then it'll go out under an anointing, and people will say, glory to God. If He'll do it for them, He'll do it for me. That's what brings God glory right there. To where that has become a testimony of just like Monty. Tonight, if it happens to you, remember that. God made sure that didn't happen. Set him a month ahead. That's favor. The blessing causes things to happen that don't normally happen for everybody. The blessing of the Lord, tithing is 10%. Only place God says, test me, is in Malachi 3. The only place I've ever found in the Bible, and it was a revelation to me. It was like God saying to me, son, you do it and see if I won't do it. You can test me in this. You can try me in this. You tithe and I'll do it. And at that time, man, I mean, I can't afford to tithe. I'm giving $20 a week. I'm making $200. $220, something like that, you know. You know, 220, 230, something like that. But when I left that place less than a year, I was making $400-something a week, and I was getting off every Saturday. And so I thought that was favor. That was the favor of God at that place, bless God. That was the blessing working over me, honoring God, taking offerings to the church, over my tithes and saying, God, teach me. Lord, I'm going to believe for this and believe for that. See, God wants us to do this kind of stuff. He wants you to believe to be out of debt in 2022. Well, that'd be impossible. Well, you just lock God's hands. The Bible says all things are possible to those that believe. I'm paying one thing off, and I've been believing God for $1,000 a month extra to come in. So far it's come in. Over. Extra. Unexpected. See, God, that's godly. He wants you out of debt. The Bible says in Romans, owe no man nothing but to love. That's the will of God. And do you know what? You got to get out of what you can do and into what He can do. But when it comes in, don't buy an extra bicycle. Don't buy extra pizzas. You know, don't buy an extra truck when you don't. Just don't go get a $1,000 cell phone. I mean, some people wearing them so big they won't fit in their pocket. But they can't pay their light bill on time. That's not good stewardship. See, we can't hardly preach that in the church. Well, I can't go over there to Faithway, boy, that's rough. Why? because I told you you bought a $1,000 phone and you ain't even paying your light bill? That's rough. That's real. See, y'all even quiet. Bless God, last time I got money, I buy all the cell phones I want. I can get me a $3,000 one if I want to, not even sweat it. But you know what? I don't care how much money I got in my pocket. I lost my phone, something happened to it, dropped in water. Bless God, and I thought, bless God, that devil ain't robbing me with no stupid cell phone. Bless God. So I thought, okay, Lord, I'm fixing to give somebody a Facebook land opportunity to get blessed. So I put it on Facebook. Now, some of them probably thought, boy, Scotty's broke. They're dumb. Don't be thinking that just because somebody giving somebody. I believe if you plant into my life, you'll be blessed. Ain't got nothing to do whether I got money or not. I'm good ground. I believe you're good ground. I believe if I sold $100 to one of y'all guys, I'll spring me up a garden, man. Oh, yeah. Bring me a harvest. I believe y'all good ground. I don't think lowly of the favor of God in your life or mine. Well, I put it up there. Bless God, I don't remember exactly how I worded it on there, you know, but if anybody wants to sow and sow or something, I put it in there in that manner, you know, and I'm good ground, something like that, you know. I had somebody call me up. They called me up. I got one brand new. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to sow it to you. I told the devil, see there, you idiot. I didn't have to go buy no $300 phone. You're not going to rob me with cell phones. I tell Travis when I leave sometimes, I say, keep my cell phone. I ain't keeping it. I don't even want it on my side. Teresa asked me, did you see what was on Facebook today? No. I don't got time for Facebook. I got to work. Come on, somebody. I mean, I think they sit around in jacks on Facebook. It's why they don't get your order out quick enough. To see if somebody said something about them while they was working for the last 30 minutes. Hey, that stuff like that got me one time. I'd put something on there and it tried to drive me to go check it out, see how many's liking it or whatever. You know, then if nobody liked it, boy, look at all of them people. Don't like nothing. Get mad because they don't, get mad because they do. And then when you attack, if you're going to be on social media, you're going to get attacked. I get attacked because I preach about tithing. Well, I'm tired of hearing about that tithing. Good thing ain't here tonight, ain't it? I've been driving it home for 45 minutes. I'm liking it. I'm thinking about giving more. Hallelujah. I'm feeling it. Good thing it ain't come tonight. Go out there in Facebook land. Try to leave it on as long as you can. Faith comes by hearing. Only place God says testing. Tithing. Well, listen. Giving and tithing to the kingdom of God will outperform what the natural realm can supply in a lifetime. This kingdom outperforms the natural kingdom. Can't be shaken. And I've entered it. And some of y'all's entered it. I hope all of you. Some of the young ones probably don't. They hearing it. And that's good. Just like they fix and get married. Go to church. Find out where God wants you. Hopefully here. Told Travis he's going to get married. I said, you're not going to her church. Nothing wrong with her church. You're going to follow the man. Woman don't. The man don't follow, you know, the man don't follow the woman. We're going to that church. No, you ain't. I've been here. God told me to come here. Right? I be still spiritual at first. Well, you ain't never spiritual at home. But you get all spiritual at church. That's backwards. You go to church, so you get spiritual at home. But if you go to I'm not talking about best church. But anyhow, they got to find out where God wants to be in church. They're fitting to get married. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give them a hand clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't get married. I like marriage. It's a good thing. I'm going to tell them here in a few weeks, enjoy the ride. Yeah, baby. Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Because, you know, that love. It's good. It's just, I mean, y'all remember? I wanted to breathe every breath she let out. Shoot, that's valuable air, man. I so in love with her, I felt like I just want to crawl in you. You're in love, baby. I'd like to get inside of you, baby, but I can't. But you know, like I'm now, I'm like, I gotta get to work, baby. See you tonight. Well, come in. She said, what are you doing Saturday? I need you to go to, this is what happens, ladies. Yeah. Come in. I need you to go to Lowe's with me Saturday. I said, yeah, what's that? I need a refrigerator. Refrigerator went out on the back porch. They got one up there for $1,900-something. I thought, good God. I said, I thought I'm going to tell her Saturday morning, get your wallet, baby. Do you know what I'm talking about? They want a refrigerator, a side-by-side, a 26 cubic foot. I told her, I said, I think they make a 28. Don't get one, get a big one. Right? Used to, it'd be like, oh, God. Hey, I went in one time, the refrigerator done went out. This same one. No, this ain't the same one. That's what we got on the back porch for water, cold water. Well, we went in, and I thought, he said he'd rebuke the devourer.
Tracy, the refrigerator quit.
And I went over and kicked that refrigerator. I said, I command you to work in the name of Jesus. You will not rob. I'll buy a refrigerator when I say. Not when you go and I command you to loose that refrigerator. And you know what? That refrigerator's still running 5 years later. Well, he said he'd rebuke the devourer, didn't he? Well, you know, the blessing causes us to be bold against things we know ain't happening at the time it should be happening. I mean, I can fix a $1,000 radiator with a tube of, what is that? J.B. Weld. I fixed hundreds of them with J.B. Weld. And the mechanic says it can't be done. I said, J.B. Weld come from Jesus. I said, it is a miracle bun. I said, the key to it is having wisdom. Praise God. I break J.B. Weld out for about everything. Got a four-wheeler. Somebody said, you have to have a new tank. And I said, okay, thank you. I took that tank off, went and ground it all down. But God, I mean, it was nearly, I mean, you know, I've used two tubes that you mix together. I used the whole tube on this side, cleaned it up real good. Lord, give me wisdom how to mix it. Mixed it up. Put it in there, not a lick of gas leaking. That tank was $400. I did it for $12. I thought the devil ain't robbing me. I saved $360-something. Put that one in the bank. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I'm talking about, but I just believe the enemy's not going to rob me. Not going to rob me through that. Not going to rob. If I believe it's the enemy, if I don't feel good on the inside, blood God, I'll lay my hands on it. You're going to run till you won't run no more, baby. Yeah, I got in the service truck one time. He said, it don't run, Daddy. You don't get it, sir. I said, it can't quit till I tell it to. What? I said, I've had my faith on this thing for 5 years, man. Get in. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, see, The blessing is an empowerment. It'll bring you out of debt. It'll bring you to where you know you can have stuff without going to the bank. It'll bring you to where you know that you. Travis, he told me yesterday, he said, Dad, I mean, you said you're going to pay your house off. I said, I got the money to pay my house off. I just don't want to right now. I'm going to pay it off when I want to. It feels good. I'm in control here. I'm just in control, you know. And I'm not going to be controlled by that. If the Lord tells me, I'll just go do it. I told him, I said, well, the thing about it is, I said, I'll just keep making that. I said, do it a little while longer, and then it'll be down to nearly nothing. Then I'll go do it. Well, I don't want my money I've been saving gone. Come on, somebody. You get excited once you get a savings and you see it. Look at $1,000 in there. Man, go up it. Go up it. Boy, the more you get, more excited. Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, he's real. And then you know, you want to go get in the savings. Man, it took you 2 years to get there. That don't enthuse me. That house ain't getting my money right now. But tithing will outperform the supernatural realm because of our giving and tithing will outperform the natural. I bought Aiden a little four-wheeler, and I was doing, he's a 250, 100, 250. He's just 40. And he's been riding a little electric around. So he can't reach the brakes. So I go modify the brakes. You know, I go cut a steering rod off of the lawnmower and cut it in two, and it's got a little twist. And then I took the blades off the lawnmower that I changed about, sawed it in two, it had a hole in the middle, put it up there, welded it up, and then I turned it over, welded it on the bottom, and then I put it on the brake pedal, and it's up here, you know. And I welded it on the brake pedal. And so I go cool it off, and I get on there, and I said, okay. I said, let's go. Now I won't hit Aubrey, Papa. So he's using the brakes, but the brakes are sticking, so he pulled it up, and I thought, well, I'll go up there and put a spring on it, you know, pull the brake pedal back in. I engineered it then. I was going to engineer him a peg on the other side, you know. And so I engineered it. And so I pulled up there, and I said, all right. I said, Papa's going to weld this. Well, I didn't realize the bowl was leaking, the gas. And so I get up there, and it went, and I was like, whoa! So I run around there, turn the gas off, you know, because the bowl's leaking. Man, I go get water, and it's in my shop, and it's getting higher. And I thought, this is my eighth. I burned a bunch of them up here. So I rolled that baby out there and just sat back. Aiden said, Papa, the red four-wheeler's on fire. And I said, I know it. I said, I can't do nothing about it, baby. Just got to let it burn. I'm going to tell Grandma. Great. So he takes off to the house down there, running just wide open, slid on the porch, and there near he is, and he come back up there and he said, Papa, I'm upset. I said, what about? He said, you burnt a red four-wheeler. And I said, well, it'll be okay. I said, you can ride Aubrey's, you know? And you know what? I just bought that thing. $500. I give $500 for it. Just bought it, cleaned a carburetor, modified it, and then you know what? It burned up, and I thought, and I'm telling you this for a reason, and I thought, man, what's wrong with you, man? You're stupid, you know, man. You burned it up. I mean, good God, there went $500. I said, devil, shut up. I said, that was my money. God gave it to me. It didn't cost me anything. God did it. And he will do it again. Look, God, I said, so you're not going to get, so what I'm saying, don't let things that don't turn out good in your life discourage you and get you to quit believing in the blessing. I told God, I said, I can go buy him a brand new and cash in my pocket right now, Lord. He said, I know it. He said, but you choose how you let things dictate you. He said, that's why you got that. So I want to encourage you, you know, don't let things, the Bible says, give me the Psalms 112, then we'll quit. Keep you a little longer. Yeah, 112. Got 112, 1 through 4. Yeah. Doing unto others should have, being a good steward. How many knows the Bible talks a lot about stewardship in the Bible, you know, for us to be stewards. And, you know, I give the example because I was not a good steward financially. Teresa is really good. If you want her to put your money saved and save it and won't spend it, she's the one. If you want your bills paid on time, she's there. You know. And so I went and applied for me a $10,000 credit card. $10,000. All I got to do is activate it. And I put it in my wallet. And I carried that around for probably 2 or 3 years. And I never activated it. I was developing self-control. And I I've got down to where I couldn't even afford a coat coming to church and all kinds of stuff with $10,000 in my wallet. And I refused to do it. It comes down to the temptation. I told that devil, I said, I tell you right now, I said, I'll go back to the good old days like I used to. I'll go drink water out of that pool down at my land before I will break my mindset on being a steward. And once I come through that, praise God, I'm telling you right now, I've accumulated a lot of money from having my flesh under control. But he says, delighted greatly in his word, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be what? Blessed. Are you upright? Yeah. You're born again. You've been made the righteousness of God. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. Well, I ain't got a house. There it is. Right there's your house. Get that, write that down, put it up, put it wherever you at and say, Lord, I'm going to have wealth and riches in my house. Thank you, Lord, for my house. Thank you, Lord. My house is coming, Lord. Lord, I'm going to know where my house is, God. God, I thank you, Lord, that I'm going to own a house and I'm going to have wealth and riches in my house. Thank you, Lord. I mean, you got to do that stuff by faith. And you activating the blessing, you're activating that, praise God. So I want to encourage you. Expect to prosper. A lot of people will tell you today, well, prosperity is at the bottom of the list. Yeah, they're sad and broke and discouraged, the ones that tell you that. Ask them how much money they got. If you don't ask them, but I mean. Get them upset. But you know what? Stay focused. Stay focused on the Lord. Believe God for your house to be paid off. Believe God for your vehicle to be paid off. Believe God to help you not to go. Just like Travis the other day mentioned getting something. I don't know what it was. You know, and he said, I'm not going to do it. He said, because I got that truck. He said, I done been there where I had my house, my truck, vest, and this, and this, and this. And he was always tempted to worry. And he used money when chunks come in, paid things off, praise God. And you know what? I never hear him. I don't know if I have enough money or not. Boy, I hope we get that job. Oh, God, we got to work 14 hours. He put pressure on me one time. I said, don't put pressure on me. Just don't do it. Don't put pressure on me for your bills. People come to work for me. They start telling me about their bills. I don't care about your bills. I got my own bills. Don't worry about it. Just go to work and get your paycheck and take care of them. Don't tell me about your light bill to you. I don't care. Come to church Sunday and I'll teach you how not to have a light bill. Past you. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we just thank you tonight, Father, for your spirit. We thank you for the